On this week's Talking with Topher, who else believes that Michelle Obama is a woman? Yeah, so I'm the stick in the mud. Is Trump trying to take down the world pedophiles and the deep state at the same time? And now let's get into episode 203. And TWT fans, it is so good to be back on this February 22nd, 2024, and I'm so glad y'all came back for some more. Before I get into anything today, let me start off the way I always do, by thanking all of my subscribers. Thank you so much. Welcome, and thank you to the new subscribers. Just go and grab that link tree and share it with everybody you know. If you're new to the podcast, remember to subscribe. It's the most important thing you can do for the podcast. It really does help it grow, and it helps me coming back week after week. So please and thank you for clicking that subscribe button. You want your opportunity to tell your story or be on the podcast? TALKIN with Topher at gmail.com is the official email of the podcast. All you got to do is send an audio, video, or type it out, but make sure you send it to the official email of the podcast, TALKIN with Topher at gmail.com. And then, of course, the Linktree. That's right. Linktree link is in the description below the video. Go click it. It brings you to everything TWT. It's just that easy. And now it's just that easy to share with everybody. So go ahead, copy that and share it with everybody you know. Help me make the podcast bigger. I greatly appreciate it. This is what's been going on with me. A lot of stuff this week. A lot of stuff. It's been crazy. When I believe everybody goes through this. I believe everybody has this same issue. You have your good times where everything seems like it's just, it's always going to be this way. It's perfect. Everything's going so well. And then life smacks you in the face and it reminds you that you should probably get a helmet because it's hard. But, you know, it was just one thing after another this week. You know, my wife fell and hurt her knee, which is a very dangerous thing because the knees at our age are weaker. You know, at this age, you worry about things like that. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm on a ladder, I'm so nervous to fall today because it's not the same fall as it was 20 years ago. It's just not the same fall. And I know this is old man shit. I get it. And then I go to get some car parts. All right. And I'm still fixing the Infiniti. I will continue to fix this thing because I've already lost my shirt on it. You ever get to the point you've put so much money into something, and even though the value of it is not even close to the amount of money you've put into it, you just don't want to let it go. You just don't want to let it go. I feel right now that I'm going to win this battle. That's how I feel. I feel like so much has been done that there's not much besides the engine completely failing at this point that I would really need to replace. But I went to Infiniti of Nashua and I actually met an old friend, which was really nice. It was really nice to see him. He hasn't been on the mats in over 3 years. We had a great conversation. Awesome. Awesome time. Right. But then I got the bill for the parts and I was like, oh my God, I can't even understand why it's so expensive today to just maintain your car. I mean, maybe an e-brake system is supposed to be the amount that I paid for it. But I feel like everything is so, so expensive today. Even when you try to find something on the cheap, it's still way more than it ever has been. And it's just, it is really frustrating time and time again when, you know, you're trying to do anything. So I get that bill and that's just soul crushing. So I was like, okay, well, I need the parts, so please order them. And I go home and I'm getting ready for jiu-jitsu, right? And I'm like, yes, all right, I'm going to go to class. Tyler let me know he couldn't make it. And I was like, okay, cool. Heading upstairs, I'm going to get my stuff. Now, mind you, a couple days prior and a little context, I have horsehair plaster walls. I may have mentioned this many times because I absolutely hate them. They're horrible to work with. They're absolutely horrible to work with. So I hung up a TV like I did this TV. You can see behind me. And, well, I thought it was okay. Thought everything was fine. I go upstairs. I'm trying to get ready for jiu-jitsu. And I come through the door. And my TV is leaning like this. So this is the face of the TV. This is the stand. It's supposed to be like this. It was like this. So the top of the bracket, screw pulled out. And I'll put a picture up right here. But it's all cleaned up and fixed. I didn't take a picture of the TV hanging and pulling my wall apart because, you know, I think that the amount of pressure that everything else was putting me under, this was kind of exactly what I needed because I got out a lot of anger. I'm not going to lie. I can't. It's frustrating because it's just like one thing after the next thing on to the next thing. And you're like, when does it stop? Right? When does it stop? And so from about 4:30 in the afternoon till 7:30 at night, I had to fix and clean up the wall and make it look like the picture I just showed you. But it was just like, you're like, you just get to a point where you're like, man, am I going to see what I was enjoying, you know? Or am I going to keep dealing with these headaches? But, you know, I guess everything worked out in the end. The wall is cleaned up. I will put it all back together, you know? I have to obviously make a structure within the wall and then bury it, and then I can actually hang the TV properly. But, you know, life just has this funny way of showing us that, you know, it's just not easy. It's just not easy, and it's frustrating, and I did get angry. I got angry. I got to smash the wall, you know, because the way the slats were pulled away from it, it just cracked the whole thing like an eggshell. So because it is in the computer room. Luckily, I had thrown my jacket over the computer, and so none of the dust got into that. Thank God. But it was everywhere. It was absolutely everywhere. It took, you know, hours to dust in here and clean it and put it back together. But I tell you, I needed that little bit of rage therapy, I guess. Last night, right, I'm getting ready for bed, and my wife says, oh, I can't get the charging cable into my phone. Now, it's 9 o'clock at night. So I check it out, and I'm like, shit, I can't get it in there. So I'm like, all right, well, let me go see if I can dig whatever's out. Well, there was nothing to dig out. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? You can't get a charging cord in it. So I'm like, well, we kept the old phones. All right, here we go. Call Verizon. This should be done. Switch the phones. Oh, my God. It's all in chat mode now. Being a chat only, super annoying. I don't like it. I am so old school. I want people to talk to. I need paper and pen. I want to write things down. Anyways, long story short, 4.5 hours pass. And in between all of that, they accidentally shut off my phone. And they had to turn my phone back on. And then they had to switch the Pixel 8 over to a Pixel 7. It all got done at 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, it was done. I mean, it just, you know, these, and yes, are those giant problems? Are they life altering? No, they're not. They're not. But when they happen one after the other, you're just like, man, when does it stop? When does it stop? And I'm hoping it's over now. I really am. But it was a crazy week, and life is rough, and we just have to understand that it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to go our way. It's not the way life works. The way life works is that it goes your way for a little bit, and then it doesn't go your way for a long period of time, and then sometimes it goes your way again. But those moments where it's going your way, don't they feel short-lived? I think they are. I feel like they're short-lived, and we spend more time dealing with the hardness of life than we do the enjoyment. And you know what it is, too? I don't stop to enjoy much. I'm always doing something. But I did stop and indulge a little bit before I got on here and started recording. But we'll get more into that after a word from my sponsor. This February at Slow Down Clothing, the ultimate destination for all the tattoo-inspired fashion you've been searching for. Heading to slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com is the first step in unlocking a world of breathtaking art and incredible style. But wait, there's more. With the exclusive promo code TOPHER, you can enjoy a remarkable 10% off your entire purchase. Yes, you heard that right. A whole 10% off just for using the code TOPHER at checkout. Our inventory is constantly growing, with fresh designs and styles making their way to our shelves regularly. Whether you're treating yourself or searching for the perfect gift for your loved ones during the upcoming holiday season, Slow Down Clothing has something for everyone. And with Valentine's Day just around the corner, there's no better time to revel in our mesmerizing collection. We take pride in curating a selection that captures the essence of tattoo culture, showcasing the incredible artistry and creativity of tattoo-inspired brands. Each piece tells us a unique story, making your fashion statement the true work of art. At Slow Down Clothing, you'll find much more than just garments. You'll discover an entire lifestyle woven into each design. So why wait? Visit slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com and experience the magic for yourself. Remember, the promo code TOPHER is your ticket to unlocking that irresistible 10% discount at checkout. Embrace the uniqueness, celebrate the art, and indulge in the allure of Slow Down Clothing today. All right, and I'm back, everybody. Here we go again. Yes, I smoked a little bit, and I got some Topher's topics for you all. All right, so before I get into this here, which is North Korea's Kim vows to dismantle father's unification arc as he declares South Korea principal enemy. This here is a funny that I think I came up with it because it's not that funny now that I'm reading it to myself. But Kim Jong-un is a child playing with his bath toys, and we're all going to pay the ultimate price for it one day. And you're watching him fire off ballistic missiles. They did quite a number of tests. They did an underwater ballistic test. And now he wants to dismantle this statue. This is the monument to the three-point charter for national reunification near Pyongyang, North Korea. This is some significant thing that his father put up so that they could all try to reunite, and now he wants to tear it down because, you know, you heard it. They're public enemy number one. I mean, this just kind of goes hand in hand with what I've been saying about how everything is getting so crazy today. It's so crazy today. Everybody's tensions are super high. And so what? We're going to have China invade Taiwan. It looks like North Korea is going to invade South Korea. And I still don't believe that North Korea couldn't reach us if they wanted to. We're basically in a war with Iran. And then we're funding, right? We're funding some of Israel versus the Palestinians. Is that correct? I don't know. I could have this wrong. And then we're also funding Ukraine to fight Russia. And you're like, well, what is going on right now? And how much more is there going to be? And what if China does invade Taiwan? And what if North Korea does invade South Korea? Like, what happens then? What, how, right? We want to be the world police. How? We can't. It's insane. And I think it's insane to think that we can. And I also think it's insane that we put more emphasis on that than our own country and our own people. Because I don't know about you out there, but for me, I would rather let these guys do their own thing. Let them do their own thing at their own. Let them figure it out. Because maybe if they're fighting each other, they won't be thinking about fighting us. And then we can figure out and just keep an eye on everybody fighting each other. And then maybe we can come up with a defensive plan. I don't know. That might be crazy too. To even think that you could pull yourself away from all of this and just focus on yourself so that you're prepared for anything that could happen. I don't know. Maybe that's not logical thinking. But it sounds more logical than, you know, worrying about South Korea's safety and Taiwan's safety and Ukraine's safety. And unfortunately, you know, the Palestinians' safety. Like, I don't like any of this. I don't think that any of it's great, good. There's definitely a lot of stuff that's not supposed to be happening that's happening. And it's really disturbing. And to be seeing it the way we're seeing it today is also disturbing. Because you never see it like this. And it's right there in front of your face. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. You can't really get away from it. And it's kind of surreal in a sense, too. Because it's never been like this. It's really new, and it's really creepy and kind of scary. It's got all the emotions attached to it, really. But how much are we supposed to do? And when does it get to the point where they got us right where they want us, which is, stretched out so far that we're incapable of protecting ourselves, right? That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that they are purposely doing this because they know that we're going to try and do all these things, and that's going to leave us vulnerable and then gives them an opportunity to attack. I mean, is that not a strategic war plan? I don't know. I don't know anything about war. All I know is that it involves killing, and it doesn't matter if it's someone you know or not. If they're on the opposite side, you're just supposed to kill them. So other than that, I don't know much about it, but at least planning it out or in a battle or anything. But it sounds like to me that it's something that's possible that could be happening, so that if somebody wanted to try, at least they would leave us in a vulnerable spot and it would give them an opening. But really, really, really crazy stuff. Like I said, I smoked a little bit. I'm going down some rabbit holes in my brain and I just freaked myself out. All right. So, before I go any further with the Topher's topics, did anybody see the Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin interview? I have to say that I think he did a great job. I do not care for Tucker Carlson. I don't really listen to him. Actually, I don't listen to him. I didn't listen to him on Fox. I don't listen to him on his channel, but I had to hear that interview. And I have to say, after hearing, and it was difficult to listen to because you hear Vladimir Putin talking in Russian and it's being translated by the earbuds, and then there's a voiceover and it kicks in, but they don't drone out or cut out his voice from the film. And so when the voice takes over, it's speaking English over the Russian voice behind. And I do have to say that took a little bit to get used to. And I felt like they could have done a little bit better with that editing. I at least try to separate the sounds. I mean, you could use so many different programs to just isolate that one sound and delete it. But anyways, other than that, I thought it was really good. I don't think he deserves a Pulitzer Prize or whatever the fuck it is. Somebody else was asking that because of this interview. I don't think he deserves anything except for, like, a good job for doing journalism and asking some really tough questions and having him kind of get upset a little bit. You know, I felt like that was really a couple good parts of the interview. I can't recall most of the interview, but I did see it. I thought it was good. And then you hear Vladimir Putin speak and talk about the history and how Ukraine kind of became Ukraine, but it never really was supposed to become anything. Hearing that kind of like swayed me a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. That place, it was never supposed to exist. It just existed because, you'd have to listen to the history of it again, but it was never supposed to be. It was supposed to be these people's area, or it was supposed to be these people's area. And it just kind of got almost, it seemed like it almost kind of gotten like pushed off. Like nobody could really decide. So because they were both undecided, man, it's really interesting to hear their perspective on it, you know, because all we hear is CNN and Fox and all the MSNBC, and that's all we hear over here. So it's all about Ukraine. It's all about them. You know, we gotta help them. We gotta do this. We're buddy buddies with them. You know, just like everything. Because I don't want to keep comparing war to war. I don't think the Israel thing is just really crazy. It's insane when you start thinking about it. But, you know, whenever they push a side, you should be on this side. And if you're not, then you're bad. You need to be locked up. You need to be segregated. You're not vaccinated. Oh, you're going to get you're evil. What are you, killing your grandmother? It's always pick a side, pick a side, pick a side, pick a side. And I've always, well, More the last decade, I really tried to be more open to things and at least hear the other person's side of things, because it really brings things into perspective and it doesn't make me feel like I'm just eating bullshit all the time. So hearing that interview, hearing his side of things, Vladimir Putin, I was like, oh, well, it kind of gets you thinking. So if you don't like Tucker Carlson, fine. If you don't agree with what Russia's doing, fine. You don't have to agree with anything. You don't have to like the people. But hear the conversation. Go listen to it. I will put the link for it in the podcast. Just listen to the different, to the other side, right? Listen to the other side of things and make your own decision from that. But if you only make your decision off of what you're being fed and what you're being told and what you're seeing on television, and that's all your opinion is based on, then I already think you're making the wrong decision. All right, so who else believes that Michelle Obama is a woman? Because, man, she is one of the biggest women I've ever seen. Look at the size of Michelle Obama compared to every woman on that stage. Look, I'm not here to continue something, but you can't keep telling us that it's not true. You just can't. And I don't understand what's wrong, right? What's wrong with it? It don't matter. It don't matter. But we've seen footage. We've seen the past pictures. We've discussed this many times on this podcast. And I got sent this picture. And, man, it is tough. It is tough. I just want you to soak this in for a moment and make your own decision. Leave some comments. But I am telling you, it is so hard. It's so hard to believe that she's not, or she wasn't, that she wasn't. It's goddamn difficult. I'm telling you. Oh my God. It made me laugh so much. I'm sorry, everybody. I think this stuff is hilarious now. I think it's so much fun. I am reading this, and this post was put up by Cladstein at War Cladstein. As someone who has been trying to get everyone on board the Putin-Russian train for years, I am euphoric right now because I know what's about to happen to the people who watch the interview, because the same thing happened to me. The first time I heard Putin speak, he sounded very reasonable. He believes in traditional family values. He believes Western society is a failing cesspool of preservation and gender insanity. He is right. He is sharp, intelligent, direct, no nonsense, and he's not afraid to call out globalism, corruption, widespread pedophilia, Satanism, bioweapon production, etc. Objectively, he is far more impressive than any politician we have in America, which is currently a complete circus. He is logical and calm. He plainly expresses that he does not view the United States or her people as his enemy, but rather the corrupt establishment who has taken over the United States. Then it hit me. Putin is an enemy of the deep state. Once you realize this and you start viewing all the world events from this perspective, everything starts to click. What if Russia are telling the truth? What if the US/NATO are the bad guys? Tucker is about to drop one of the biggest red pills in history. So this video here is, I'm going to put it on the repeat real quick. This is Putin walking up to the stands, and he walks directly up to Trump. Shakes his hand, thumbs up, pat on the shoulder, pat on the arm. Look at that, buddy, buddy. So listen to his side, listen to this interview. I'm telling you, just check it out. We were talking about how Jeffrey Epstein could still be alive, right? And how certain famous people may still be around, right? They could still be around. We don't know. Plastic surgery is very good today. And government's really good at making people disappear. So if you got enough money, you can do whatever you want. So now there is a theory that even Hillary Clinton herself, she has been executed. So Hillary can, now this is Mickey Larson-Olson at QPATRIOTML01. If you want to follow, go follow. Hillary Clinton was executed. Apparently, she told Admiral Crandall that he didn't have the balls to kill her herself. So he dismissed the troop that was supposed to drop Hillary to her death. Admiral Crandall did it himself. David Straight Talk about how he spoke to Admiral Crandall about Hillary Clinton's military tribunal and that he cried for a few days after he spoke to him. I know David very well, and I can tell you he's not the crying type. Knowing his heart is, I do, he cried for all the victims and that they finally got justice for what she had done to them. My guess is he was crying for them and they, and that they finally got justice. Regardless, we know Hillary Clinton is dead and rotting in hell. Now, I think that's supposed to say rotting. I did not proofread this shit, and I never do. I'm assuming this is a picture of Crandall right here. And, yes, so this is the new thing, everybody. It's not my theory. But again, Hillary Clinton got executed, so who's been out there? She's not dead. She's still alive. So again, I think these things are funny. I also think that they kind of open up your eyes a little bit because you're going to look into something you may not have a couple minutes ago. But it's fun. Have fun with it. So, hey, look. If you don't look at this as like, oh, it's another one of those things, those theories. Yeah, but it's fun. Look, I don't think Hillary Clinton got executed. But there's been a lot of interesting deaths. There's been a lot of interesting disappearances. And then the people just don't look like themselves anymore. There's a little bit of a difference there. And you're like, what's up with that? What's up with that? Why does your nose look weird? You know? Yeah, maybe you could have gotten plastic surgery, but I don't know. I don't know, everybody. So I look into these things. It probably won't lead me very far. It may not take me anywhere. It could take me somewhere. Who knows? But Hillary Clinton executed by a friggin' admiral? I mean, I don't know. Epstein still alive? Is Trump trying to take down the world pedophiles and the deep state at the same time? I don't know. This sounds really cool. So all I'm saying is I understand the stigma behind all of this. Just have some fucking fun. Because you know what? North Korea might be able to reach us. This is the list, right? Epstein's list. So what I have is an 8-minute clip, and I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'll try to find the best spots for it. But this is talking about Epstein's list and how many people are on it. And this is Eddie Bravo's take on this.
List that's out. Who knows if it's fake? I don't know. It could be a fake list. Who knows? But Chris Tucker's on that list. And they asked Chris Tucker on a podcast, what's up with you being on the list? He didn't do what Jimmy Kimmel said. Jimmy Kimmel said it's a fake list. Who cares what that list says? It's fake.
Right.
Chris Tucker goes, yeah, I did go on that flight, but we went to Africa and I went with a bunch of diplomats. I didn't know who this fucking Epstein guy was. Like Chris Tucker says, like, I had no idea. We were on this plane. We were going to Africa, some diplomatic shit. And turns out he's a pedophile. I didn't know.
Well, they definitely got people, scholars, all these different world leaders, bankers, famous singers, famous actors. They're all there. So that's the way you get people to do it. You invite people to this immense, lavish celebration that with intellectual world leaders, geniuses. And you think, well, how could it be bad if all these geniuses are there?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're doing yayo, exactly. Actors.
You saw the list is out, dog. No physicists. Ass right there. No Chris athletes. Tucker yep. pretty much said it was real.
Yep.
Not that everybody on the list did shit. Who knows? It would be easy to, like you said, drag. Like, if in the 90s or in the 2000s, if people would have liked my music and I would have had a record deal, thank God nobody liked it.
And somebody said, hey, let's come to the island?
Let's go to an island, dog. There's a billionaire. He's got a bunch of bitches there. We're going to party. I think I would have went, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then you go, right?
And you're
right?
talking to a
you
scientist.
Go, and then you're like, dude, people brought their kids? You're like, no, dude, those are the bitches. Like, oh, shit,
no,
I'd be on a fucking kayak, dog. I'd be on a fucking kayak. Where's Miami, dog? How far is Florida?
His take is that the list could be fake, but it looks like Chris Tucker may have proved that it's real. I didn't even know that was a theory. That the list is fake. What? Man, imagine that. I guess my brain is so broken and I expect everybody to be so. All the people in charge, I believe they've got some weird ass kinks. That's what I believe. I believe they like to have their fucking balls stomped. I believe they like to friggin' be whipped and told what to do and fucking beg for it and all this weird shit. I think they're into that because people who are in those powerful positions don't want to feel powerful at the end of the day. And because they're into those, interesting, not weird. I'm sorry if that's offensive. If you are, that's fine. I guess you're right. You're right. It's not weird. It's what you enjoy. So therefore, it's not weird. It's weird to me because I guess I'm a stick in the mud. All right. So I'm the stick in the mud because all I do is, I have some fun. I'm not going to lie to you. I have some fun, but that's a little bit too much fun for me. But I believe that they like those type of things. And so they're kind of into this. And then some of those powerful people like to feel even more power by going to Epstein's Island and telling little girls what to do. So we got quite the difference there. And I guess I feel like the list is very real. I feel like it's very real. There's no way it's fake. And those sick people are getting away with everything because they can, right? So that was an interesting take. I was not expecting that spin on it. But you heard it, here. I know it's not first, but because if you're not listening to Rogan, I don't know what you're doing with your life. I mean, it is only the best podcast on the planet. I mean, 12, 13, what has he got? 14 million subscribers, and he's coming back to YouTube? What? Coming back to YouTube, leaving Spotify. Now, here's my only problem with that. Spotify is the only one that allows you to go up to like 3X. I listen to Rogan at 2.5 now. I've been listening to Rogan for 2.5 for, God, almost a year. So I don't know if I could go back to YouTube as much as I love the platform more, because there's no way. YouTube doesn't go over 2. So I listen to all my podcasts in 2, and I've been listening to Rogan for so long at 2.5. I think listening to him at 2 would be, you know, weird for me. So I don't know if anybody else listens to their podcast sped up, but my God, it's awesome. It's one of my favorite things, man. Once you get really used to it, it's so easy to do. And then this leads me into this right here, which I just got a laugh out of this. I thought this was absolutely hilarious. There's Hillary.
Hillary, what's your reaction to Ghislaine Maxwell getting sentenced to 20 years?
Justice has been served.
Yep, justice has been served.
She should have got more time, though.
Yeah, she's a monster.
Well, what about the client list?
The what?
Yeah, the what?
The list of clients that went to Epstein Island?
Well, what do they need that for? Jeffrey's gone and they got Ghislaine. Case closed.
Case closed?
Yep. Case closed.
Bill, did you know Jeffrey?
Know him. Hell, we were best.
Bam!
No. Never met him.
Well, what about the clients?
Well, how do you even know there were clients?
Well.
Yeah, you can't prove that.
Then why was Ghislaine arrested?
For trafficking.
Exactly. So where's the client list
at? Oh, come on. We don't even know if the victims she trafficked were even real.
Oh, they were real.
Bam!
How do we even know that they're real?
If they weren't real, then why was Ghislaine sentenced to 20 years?
For trafficking.
Exactly. So there has to be a client list.
It's all hearsay.
And Epstein Island? Was that all hearsay,
oh,
too?
No. Epstein Island was, a bad, bad place.
So neither one of you believe that a client list actually exists?
Nope.
Huh.
Yeah,
really?
I mean, it's best to just forget about all this and just move on to more important things, you know?
Yep, like the January 6th hearings.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody needs to pay more attention to that.
So you guys don't even care if there's a client list or not?
Nope. What I do care about is putting Donald Trump in prison.
Yep.
That's what's most important.
Oh, man. I got a laugh out of that, everybody. I thought that was so wild and just the way I always think of these people. It's the way I think of them. That's all they care about. It took the heat off of me. I mean, I don't want to be disappeared, but I'm telling you right now, man, Clinton's. Man, if that isn't one of the biggest gangsters of a family, man, I don't know what is. But they get away with everything. They get away with everything. And, you know, I think them doing what they did by sentencing her, not dragging the feet on releasing this thing, I really do believe that it's real, because if it wasn't real, they would have released it. They would have released it. They would have sifted through it. They would have, you know, they would have been like, oh, okay, well, this isn't real, so just come, you know what I mean? Like, we can go over this. No one believes this is real. It came out too, you know, whatever. It came out too fast, something like that. But I do believe that it's real, because they hid it. They kept it for a while. They threw her in prison. They didn't allow anything to happen with it for so long. They wouldn't even bring it up. You know, he mysteriously dies and then could be still alive fighting the good old battle, which sounds so far-fetched. But again, man. You know, would they fake his death so that they could catch everybody on that list? Because if everybody thinks he's dead, then they won't have their guard up. So they have a better chance of catching these people for what they've done. It sounds so good. It sounds like a good movie, right? It's possible that's all it is. It's a plot to a movie. But, man, if it was real. if it was real. I have got to get going. So I want to thank everybody, as always, for watching and subscribing and all the things that you do for the podcast. Thank you so much. Remember, if you're just checking it out, stopping by, subscribing is the most important thing that you can do. It's what keeps me coming back week after week. It's how I upgrade the system. It's how we keep putting money into this thing, and it just keeps it going. So it's free for you. So just hit that subscribe button, okay? And then, of course, if you want your opportunity to be on Talking with Topher, or you want your opportunity to tell your story or story that needs to be heard, TALKIN with Topher at gmail.com is the official email of the podcast. Just remember to send an audio, video, or type it out, but send it over to the official email of the podcast, TALKIN with Topher at gmail.com. And, of course, don't forget about the link tree. It's the easiest way to find everything TWT. Just go in the description below the video, click it, and that'll bring you right there to all the platforms. Go, follow, subscribe. And then, of course, copy that. Share it with everybody you know. Help me make the podcast bigger. And I just greatly appreciate it. We're getting close to year 5 with this thing, and I'm getting excited, and as soon as I get a few things fixed around the house, man, I'm going to do some more updating to this podcast, and I'm very excited for it. So get ready for it. More guests to come. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Have a great weekend, and as always, I will talk to you later.